Welcome back to the Minchas Chinuch series in memory of Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim, my mother-in-law. As I mentioned the first time when we started in the middle of Devarim, there's a lot of mitzvahs going on there. And as we get to Sefer Bereishis, we're gonna be limited for the next three, four months or so. Any parsha that has a mitzvah, it's a big deal, even getting one. So in Parshas Bereishis, we have one mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses many items of Pru Urvu. He says the shorish of the mitzvah, the essence of Pru Urvu, is that our purpose in this world is to create. It's to bring people into the world. And if we neglect that mitzvah, if we decide, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to sit it out. I'm not going to do anything. We're neglecting the whole purpose of this world, which is to add to the world, to not have it. If we all decide, nah, I'm done, the world would cease to exist. So it's our responsibility to continue to bring in the next generation, the next generation, to continue to add to the world, which is a tremendous responsibility. The Minchas Chinuch has a couple of ha'aras that are very interesting. He discusses when does one become obligated. This only apply, and who does it apply to? So it only applies to men. And when you get 18, when you become 18. Okay, and nowadays we probably mostly wait a little later in life to get married, but okay, times were different. And also, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, you must have one boy and one girl, and they also must be fit to be able to have children. Because if they can't have children, then even though you've done it, you have not completed the purpose of being able to have them continue. Which begs an interesting question. If you were you not yotzei if they did not have children? Because would that be the same thing of not being able to be Mekayim that? But it's something interesting for the last couple of moments I've always found interesting when it comes to Pru Urvu. It's an interesting mitzvah in the sense that I don't really control it. I can't control it. I may not have children. I may only have one gender. You know, there's so many things out of my control when it comes to the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. So to say that I'm obligated to do something that's so difficult and so beyond my control, it's very interesting. It's very hard. It's very hard to understand. And perhaps the shot behind it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, do your hishtadlus. You're not always going to be successful. You're not always going to win, but you have to play. You have to show up. You have to put in your effort. And whatever it's going to be is going to be, but you cannot sit on the sidelines. And when it comes to Pru Urvu, yeah, you have many, many couples. Unfortunately, the Hanos one can't have children, or many have. You have 5, 6, 7 children, but they're all the same gender. But you put in your hishtadlus. You tried your hardest, and the result wasn't exactly what you were looking for, but you put in your effort. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. As we start Parshas Bereishis, we start at the beginning of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us that we put in our best effort. Have a wonderful week.